This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Hello, I'm Esther Smith. The role of God's Old Testament law in Christianity has been a source of debate and sometimes confusion throughout the years. What did Jesus have to do with this law? What did he have to say about it? Let's find out.
Throughout history, there have been many debates about the role and function of God's law in the life of a Christian and in the church. Lately, we've been looking at the Sermon on the Mount, which Jesus preached while he was on earth. I'm going to read a few verses from the sermon from Matthew chapter 5. Here Jesus helps us gain a clear perspective on the role of the law. "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven." Jesus explained that he had not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. And so he affirmed the law, and then he applied it. So first of all, Jesus fulfilled the law. The Jewish leaders recognized Jesus as a rabbi, a teacher of the law, but he was the most unorthodox rabbi they had ever come across. He didn't keep to their traditions. He healed people on the Sabbath. He mixed freely with all sorts of people, including prostitutes and tax collectors, and he didn't agree with their interpretations of the law. All this made them think that he wasn't concerned about the law, or that he had come to get rid of the law. Jesus corrected this idea. He said, "Do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." The phrase, "the law and the prophets," here refers to the scriptures of the Old Testament. Jesus knew that all these scriptures pointed forward to him. He was the promised one. He had come to fulfill the Old Testament law and prophets in who he was, what he did, and in what he taught. Jesus also fulfilled the requirements of the law. God wanted his people to obey his law, but they failed to love him and they did not love each other. Jesus came as the new representative of humanity, and he fulfilled the law by his act of obedience. He obeyed every law of God his Father. He was the perfect man. He also fulfilled the penalty of the law. The punishment for failing to keep the law was death. When Jesus was killed, he was being punished for our sins. In this way, he fulfilled the penalty of law breaking. So Jesus fulfilled the law and the prophets in every possible way. In his life, he fulfilled the predictions of the prophets and the requirements of the law, and in his death, he fulfilled its penalty. But Jesus not only fulfilled the law, he also affirmed it. He said, "I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished." The Jewish scribes and Pharisees thought Jesus was ignoring the law. But that wasn't the case. Jesus was the author and giver of the law, and he affirmed that the entire law was important, down to the smallest letters and details. Jesus affirmed that the law would continue until heaven and earth disappear. The law continues until Jesus comes back from heaven. So Jesus affirmed that the entire law applies to God's people and is something to teach us for this whole gospel age until Jesus returns. Jesus also affirmed that we need to take the law seriously in our own lives and in our example and instruction of others. He says that you could break these commandments and teach others to do the same by your example or your teaching. If you do this, you will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. He is teaching that the law is important and that we do need to keep it. He also says, whoever practices and preaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. This covers the law in the whole Bible, covers the law that we consider major, and also those that you might think are minor. Are you serious about knowing the law of God, and are you striving to keep it? Are you trying to apply God's law into your life? Not just the broad principles, but also the specific details. And are you passing on the law to others? To your children, to your wife or husband, to your friends around you? The great people in the kingdom are those who practice these commands and teach them to others. So Jesus fulfilled the law, he affirmed it, and thirdly, he applied it. Jesus said, I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you'll certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. When the Jews who listened to Jesus heard these words, they must have felt as though Jesus was expecting far too much. He was setting the standard too high. The Jews looked up to the Pharisees and the teachers of the law as people who were shining examples of people who kept the law. How could they be more righteous than the Pharisees and the teachers of the law? But Jesus did not regard the teachers of the law and the Pharisees as being righteous. He knew that for many of them, their piety was only external and only for show. This is why Jesus called them hypocrites and whitewashed tombs. They looked good on the outside, but inside they were full of dead man's bones. Their righteousness also followed man-made rules, and their righteousness was done from a wrong motive. They sought the praise of men rather than the praise of God. They were seeking their own glory, not the glory of God. So what sort of righteousness did Jesus want of the people he is speaking to? And what does he want of you and I? Jesus wanted people to realize that they could not keep the law by their own efforts. You can't gain righteousness by yourself. It's impossible. The only way you can be right in God's sight is for Jesus to grant you his righteousness, which he has earned in his perfect life and sacrificial death. You have received a righteousness that only he can give you. You can only receive this righteousness through faith in Jesus Christ, by accepting this as a gift from God. If God has given you the righteousness of Christ, then over time he will also help you to become more and more righteous in your own life. The only way to enter the kingdom of heaven is to receive the righteousness of Jesus by faith and then to live for God in a life of righteousness and obedience. God saves us by his grace through Jesus Christ dying for us. Then he gives us more grace day by day to help us live in obedience to God's law. The Sermon on the Mount is an explanation of God's law. Jesus explained that he had come to fulfill the law. He affirmed the law as being valid and important through this entire gospel age, and he applied the law to us, calling you and I to receive his righteousness and then to live in obedience to his commands.
You're listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9.
Today you've heard Abel Landers reading edited material written by Reverend John Haviland. We can tend to minimize or justify our sinful thoughts, words, and actions. We do this with anger. But Jesus had a strong warning about this, which we'll consider next week. Please join us Sunday at 10 a.m. or 10:30 p.m. For now, though, from the Foundations team, goodbye.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.